While the elected Chatham County District Attorney claims to care about what she calls serious crimes, she continues to overlook the county's number one killer, drug overdoses.
The thing that upset me a lot is when I got a text from another attorney that said, "Can you believe that the DA's office consented to a $100 bond for a fentanyl trafficker?" I didn't even know you could get a bond that low. I've never even seen homeless people get bonds that low.
So I am aware that there are not legal bonds being agreed to by this DA's office. There have been a number of changes to the bond statutes.
Yes.
There are a number of things that you cannot let people out on their own recognizance, which includes, oh, by the way, violation of oath of office and stuff like that. Ashley Wood got a consent OR bond on her case because I guess despite the fact that we want to have some sort of photo op about, hey, we indicted this detective for doing bad stuff, we're not going to tell you we agreed to let her out on her own recognizance. But
yeah.
Okay. They don't understand what the law is. But let's talk about just the punishment for a trafficking case involves a mandatory minimum fine of, like, I can't remember what it is now. It's like $15,000 or something
like that. Yeah, it's some crazy amount. Yeah.
Right. It's like it's $10,000, $15,000, something like that is the lowest amount of a mandatory fine.
And 10 years in prison, minimum.
Right? Yeah.
Minimum.
And we're agreeing to one. That's going to guarantee that a fentanyl trafficker is coming back. I mean, fentanyl is a commodity that people make money off of on the streets. Those people usually, often, and this is why we have asset forfeiture laws, get caught with large amounts of cash. Do you think they can't make a $100 bond?
Now, of course they can. With the amount on that you'd have to pay the jail is what, $11? $11 to get out of jail on fentanyl trafficking.
Do you think that you can't flee the jurisdiction? I don't know. We just like saved them a whole bunch of money on their bond amount, so why not?
Exactly.
It is absurd to me the approach that this DA's office is taking toward the safety of our community. It is so important. I can't even talk about the importance of this election.
Yeah, and I understand that you're saying that we want to prosecute serious violent felonies because that's what happens. But if these are the drugs that are killing our kids, our teenagers, and our young adults, why is this not considered a serious felony when somebody is trafficking in those things that kill these people? Kills more than the shooters that we have, but it's not considered serious enough so that that person get a $100 bond.
People need to get out and vote.
I agree. We got to vote something. We got to do something.
We got to do something.
People, and that's the thing that I don't like, is that these things aren't getting out to people. People don't hear these. People need to hear these things because these are the things that concern your family, that concern your kids. Because if you have these people out in the street knowing that whenever they do something, they're just going to get right back out. And if they can get a $100 bond to go ahead and sell more fentanyl, that is not what we want for our community. Or if you're letting people out with guns because you cannot indict them in 90 days because you don't know how to do your job, and then those people are right back out on the street doing what they're supposed to. I mean, you're talking about people that violate bond all the time and nothing happens. They are not being brought back to jail.
We're not talking about just violating bond. We're talking about violating bond
by committing new felonies.
By committing new felonies with guns.
With guns.
Shooting people.
Yes.
And we're not doing anything.
No.
What is it going to take people to get out there and vote for Andre? Do it. While drug cases need to be assessed on their own merits, the DA's lackadaisical approach to fentanyl trafficking ensures that this source of deaths in our community will continue to spread. Put a stop to it. Vote Andre for DA.